Joined here by Heather Hall at halftime. We have Gallatin Princeton football second half coming up with Dennis Stevenson on KTTN-FM 92.3. Great week and a half of all kinds of sports at Princeton. He had last week Allison Allen in the golf state championship. She had football with that huge win last week, trying to make it back-to-back wins tonight. And you had softball winning a district title. And I know it just wasn't Princeton, but just last night, an 8-6 loss at the end of the Lady Tigers season. We're joined here by Coach Hall. Kind of just a sloppy night all the way around. I don't know if it was nerves or just playing on a different facility, but a lot of errors in the game.
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit of a sloppy game at times. When you commit as many errors as we did, honestly, and I told the girls, you really didn't have any business even being that close in the game. You're pretty lucky. So that just shows you right there. The fight that they had that, you know, yeah, we made some errors on defense, but we came through offense, and we never went away. We didn't make it easy for them. So we didn't have any quit. We tried, and we were threatening down to our last strike. So it was a good showing, and they showed some heart and some fight.
I can think of many examples in the past where if somebody gets down early 5-0 to Platte Valley, you still have some fight, yeah, but you're pretty much done at that point. Not only did the girls have fight, but they came back and scored 5 runs in 2 innings, got right back in that ball game. I'm sure at that point you're thinking it's 5-5 and we have momentum.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened. And, you know, I told the girls that I know a team that got down 3-0 last year and came back and won, because that's exactly what Platte Valley did to us in the sectionals last year. So we know that it can happen. We've done that this season. And so I just try to keep reminding them, you guys are capable. You're in this game for a reason. Don't give up on yourselves. Just keep fighting. And then we just chipped away. We got 2 runs, and then we got 3 runs the next inning to tie it. And so, you know, we were right there and had every opportunity and just ended up falling a little bit short.
I know we were kind of talking off the air a little bit, and I can see the pieces coming together for next year. And I'm sure you can see the same pieces too, Coach, that I feel like that the talent is there to have a really good 2021 season is the biggest thing now. And you kind of hinted at it there a little bit, just, you know, telling the girls, hey, you can be this good, but you got to believe that you can be this good. Is it between the years at this point with the Lady Tigers as you look at the offseason?
I think so. You know, we've made, just in our program in the last 7 years that I've been coaching, we've made so much improvements. You know, we've went to where we played in the district championship every year except for one of those 7 years. And, you know, we never could quite get over that hump of winning it. Well, we did that last year. So we're still there, district champs again, but now our next hump is to get past that next game, sectional round. So, you know, I think that we've got past that first mental block of being able to beat North Harrison in districts, because we've done that 2 years in a row now. And so I think that's our next challenge, is just making the girls understand that they're capable. You know, those freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that are going to come back next year, they've got 2 state playoff games, you know, under their belt. And so that experience is very important, just playing in that type of atmosphere. So, I mean, that's only going to help them in future seasons.
You got a couple of sisters on the senior class. It's not a huge senior class, Coach, but when you got Jasmine and Allison, those are going to be tough pieces to replace. It's possible to replace them, but it's always difficult when you graduate kids.
Yeah, it is. And Jasmine's been a 4-year starter for us. She's, you know, been our starting catcher for the last 3 years. So that's definitely going to be some big shoes to fill. But we've got a really solid candidate. Carsey Brown, who started shortstop for us the last 2 years, is a really good catcher behind Jasmine. So we'll look for her to step in and do a good job for us there next year. And we'll find somebody that'll play on the infield to fill Allison's spot. And we've got a third senior in Katie Cunningham, who, you know, isn't in our starting lineup, but Katie is an important part of our team. She is the leader. Out of everybody, everybody looks to Katie. She is the laughter. She's the one who lightens the mood. And I'm going to miss Katie. I can't even tell you how much I'm going to miss Katie next year. It's even weird to hear myself call her Katie, because we call her Kevin. But she just has been an integral part of our team for the last 4 years, and I'm going to miss her more than words can describe.
As far as, you know, we've talked for the last 2-3 weeks about how the sophomores are kind of growing with their confidence and they're becoming veterans on this team, and I'm looking at two that I think have the potential to really see their power game boom next year. And Carcy Brown, you mentioned she had a home run last night. Mackenzie Duncan, she's starting to find her power game. I think the sky's the limit for them for the next 2 years. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. You know, Carcy Brown, she's been in a few slumps hitting-wise throughout the season, and then she came on strong at the end of the season, and, you know, she made a big statement last night. She went 2-for-3 with that solo home run, and that win was crazy in last night's game, and for her to still put one out, and that wind that was blowing in majorly last night just speaks to her power. I mean, and it wasn't even close to staying in the park. She smoked that ball. So she definitely is one of our biggest power hitters, and we're lucky to have her for 2 more years. And Mackenzie Duncan led our team in home runs this season with 4. And, you know, she's just been a big part of our offense as well. And so really glad that we get to have those girls for 2 more years. And, you know, Megan Spencer is another one in that sophomore class who was a huge factor for us this year. Smart on the infield. Our backup pitcher, who, when Lauren was hurt, came in and did a phenomenal job. So all 3 of those girls in that class have been a very important part of our team, and they're going to be upperclassmen next year with 2 years of varsity experience under their belt, and that's going to be huge for them and our team.
Absolutely. First thing when you look at next year is you got Lauren coming back as a senior, and you got Megan coming back as a junior next year, right?
Yes.
When you start in the circle with that, you know, that's like half the battle in softball. If you got good pitching, you got a chance to be a good team, and you're going to have as much experience in the circle as anybody next year, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Lauren Crone is definitely a solid pitcher for us in the circle, and then to have Megan as kind of that 1-2 punch, you know, most schools, especially 1A schools, would kill to have that amount of pitchers, and next year we're going to have 5 pitchers. We'll have an incoming freshman, and then, you know, we've got Mackenzie Duncan, who can also pitch, and Hannah Min, who was a freshman this year, that can pitch. So, I mean, we are definitely not going to have a shortage of pitchers by any stretch of the imagination next year.
I think maybe the biggest thing to be decided next year, and you've been a big Class 1 for a while, is your anticipation that you stay Class 1 next year, or is there a chance you might move up to 2, do you know?
I think I just actually looked at the numbers the other night, and we weren't even close to the numbers this year. So I really think that we'll still stay Class 1, but, you know, anything could happen. But that's my prediction.
Now it's 12 months away, so we'll wait and see what happens there. The other thing we talk about all the time is you got a team with a ton of talent, but they have a habit of, you know, happened again last night, where if you got a routine play, 9 times out of 10, you got to make that play. Too often they're making errors, and that's what gets you into trouble. If you can shore that up, how big of a step would that be for the girls next year, Coach, if they're in defense improves by 50%?
Oh, that would be huge. I mean, you know, we did have a lot of errors last night on a lot of routine plays, but it happens. And, you know, I definitely have maybe been a little upset about it, but I'm learning to get over it. But, you know, I'm just proud of the way that they fought back. Like I said earlier, it would have been really easy after that second inning when they put up 3 runs on us on 3 errors and no hits and 2 walks or something like that. You know, it would have been really easy to just shut down and, you know, coast to the end. And that's not what they did at all. So I think that the heart definitely shows there. But absolutely, what to speak to your point there, if they can improve their defense, you know, even just a little bit in those pressure situations, then look out, because they'll be solid next year.
Yeah, my prediction is the defense will improve. How much will it? But that's a question to be answered. But you get a year older, more experienced, more confident. That's going to be a fun program to watch. You've done good work with building this program, Coach. Congrats on another district title, and thanks for joining us this fall.
Thank you so much, Tom.